Good morning, everybody. This is Lisa Lajwa. We are doing a weekly forecast from the Tower Tribe and this amazing group with all of you incredible people inside of it. And it is the week of January 15th, and we're going to do the forecast for this week based on the reading that I chose. And the reading that I chose is what you guys need to know about what's coming up, what challenges and life experiences you may need to tackle this week. And actually, interestingly enough, it's pretty cool. And I'll tell you what the cards are. We got the Eight of Cups, we have the Wheel of Fortune, and we have the Eight of Swords. Interesting, because the Eight is a power number for sure. It's about manifestation. And so this reading, based on what I'm interpreting, is that there's a need for time alone, first of all, with that Eight of Cups, because you have to listen and hear the destiny that's living within you. The opportunity this week is to step into a place of silence, reclusiveness, to go inward to see what you really actually want to make happen and what life has to make happen with you or wants to make happen with you. The Wheel of Fortune indicates destiny is coming your way, but you're kind of maybe tripping yourself up with that Eight of Swords. It indicates that where are you holding yourself hostage to the wrong feelings, the wrong mindset patterns? What are you doing inside that's making you wrap yourself up in victimization, unworthiness, issues that cause disappointment and pain and sadness inside of your life and are preventing your destiny, your beautiful Dharma, to come forward to be able to showcase itself to you? Now, the solution to that is look at where you're refusing to receive love and good emotion from yourself and others. That's part of the gateway to the solution and freedom of these patterns that are there for you to witness. Where are you holding yourself back mentally? Where do you refuse love from other people? And where do you refuse good emotion from yourself? Do you create feelings inside that make you feel sorry for yourself or make you feel bad about yourself? Or, you know, are you locked into patterns from the past that are holding you hostage in some way? With that Eight of Swords, is there's an indication that there's something you're doing inside of your own mindset that is preventing your Dharma and the destiny and that Wheel of Fortune and the opportunities of change to come forward. Then I look for the solution, and the solution is that Four of Cups, which means really needing to reflect on what you are doing, where you're feeling sorry for yourself, where you're saying, I don't want that, I don't feel good, or you're not letting good emotions come to you, or you're not overcoming and overturning the obstacles of change that are really there for you right here and now in your life. As we move through the week, you have, you know, doing these actions and making sure that you're facing those disappointments, there's an opportunity to see, how do you betray yourself? What things do you do that betray you? And not about other people. This whole week is about going inside and really looking at your own self, looking at what you're doing. There's no one here in this reading but you. It's the opportunity to go, what am I doing that creates my own problems? What am I doing that where I betray my dreams, my goals, myself, my love of others, my opportunities? What do I do that makes me feel that feeling of betrayal, like I'm not there for myself? I keep letting myself down. I keep turning my back on myself and doing the wrong things to create that dharmic destination of happiness. You know, what am I doing that's causing that? The outcome is awesome. In doing this kind of process, you actually get to a beautiful place of the Four of Cups and the Fool, the Four of Wands and the Fool. And the Four of Wands indicates, by putting energy into this and really taking a look creatively at what you're doing through non-emotional eyes, but more like, I'm just going to look at what I do in my activities, what I do in my mindset, to create these negative results in my life, that I'm actually able to do the Fool and go forward and take the risks that I need to take and to move into the place of really being myself authentically and genuinely. I love this Four of Wands. It indicates you can really have a happy life and you can really move forward in a positive way. It's up to you to take the initiative, and it's really up to you to look at what you do in the back of your own mind, and the silly things that you might agree with that are causing your disruptions in your successful experiences in this life. So there's your forecast reading for the week. Enjoy. If you have any comments or have any questions, just let me know. Post underneath this post in the comment section and we'll get to you. Remember the tarottribe.com. There's lots of cool stuff there for you to use and access. And we'll see you really soon. Bye for now.